its latest update, the Ministry of Health says no new cases were recorded on Tuesday, September 27. Two unvaccinated persons are currently hospitalized with COVID-19, and no new recoveries were noted on Tuesday. 9,448 cases of COVID-19 and 9,330 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 116 people have died from the virus. And 72,822 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,267 persons have received their first dose. 31,385 have received their second dose, and 4,170 persons have received boosters. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 102,488, and the number of deaths in the Dominican Republic since the onset of the pandemic is 4,384. Internationally, disease experts say it has become increasingly clear that an autoimmune response in which antibodies attack the body's own healthy cells and tissue plays an important role in some long COVID cases. The latest evidence for this came in a study published last week in the European Respiratory Journal. It found that people who had long-lasting COVID symptoms were more likely to have markers of autoimmune disease in their blood than people who'd recover quickly from the coronavirus or had never gotten infected. Meanwhile, a large international study has confirmed the findings of a previous U.S. study that linked COVID-19 vaccination with an average increase in menstrual cycle length of less than one day. The increase was not associated with any change in the number of days of menses or days of bleeding. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.